During the Great Depression, thousands of Americans were desperate for the barest essentials, food, a home, a job. The New Deal put many people to work, building roads, painting murals, and delivering books, food for the mind, according to Eleanor Roosevelt. In 1935, the Pack Horse Library Project began in eastern Kentucky. Every morning, young women would ride through the hollows and the isolated hills to drop off books, newspapers, and magazines. Kathy Appelt, co-author of the book Down Cut Shin Creek, says it was essential to involve local women in this federal project.
The people in the Kentucky mountains were very reserved, very conservative. They had established a way of life that they had had for a long, long time, many, many years. So to have an outside person come in and present materials to them would have been, well, it just wouldn't have worked. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would have seen it as an intrusion on their lives. They would have seen it as somebody coming in and trying to change their lives. And not that many of them were willing to change or wanted to change.
How did it work?
It was kind of ingenious. They would create a center, say, at the county hall or at a school, a church. And then the librarians would individually check out books, check out materials, and load up their saddlebags or their flour sacks or whatever they were using to carry the materials in, and would strike out on a route of between 18 and 20 miles. Hmm. And each librarian had 8 different routes, and they would go 4 routes a week. And then on the 5th day of the work week, they would gather together at the center and, circulate the books, trade off books, from one librarian to another. They would repair books and materials. All of the materials were donated.
Did each librarian with this route that she'd set up know the people on the route well enough to know what they would like to read?
Yes. And a lot of them exercised what we would consider censorship today. They wouldn't take something in their pack that they knew would offend somebody. So,
what would that be typically?
Well, like True Romance magazine, True Detective, something like that.
What about books themselves, as you know, books like Mark Twain?
Yeah, they loved those. The mountain people loved Mark Twain. They loved one of the most popular books that was circulated was Robinson Crusoe. The most heavily circulated books were children's books for the main reason that a lot of the people could not read, and so the illustrated books were easily deciphered. And also, the children of the household could read them.
To a certain extent, could this be compared to the, computers coming into the home when the books would arrive, and maybe you had some families that are so isolated in these mountains of Kentucky that they would consider it an intrusion on their lives to get some of these books in?
I think so. The librarians had to write reports periodically, and a lot of the reports are still in existence, and they talked at length about convincing a particular farmer to take a particular book, but the responses from their clients are even better. There was one farmer who complained that since the Packhorse librarian had been visiting, he could not get his children to stop reading, and so they weren't working as hard as he thought they should. So he asked the librarian to only drop off one book at a time.
You've taken all the stories that you've read in the reports and all the research, and in your book you've sort of bookended a story that's written for, I would say, young adults or children to be read to about a typical day for one of these pack horse librarians. You set it in the cold and the freezing rain.
And much of this particular chapter that is, that I used for illustrating what a day in the life might be like came from the librarian that we actually met, who was Grace Lucas, and we interviewed her. And one of the questions we asked her was, "What was the one of the hardest, most difficult times you had?" And she told us about this very icy day that she had to deliver books, and when she crossed the creek, her feet froze inside the stirrups.
She has to decide whether or not to cross the creek or go back the 20 miles, the route that she had just come.
Right.
How much did the women get paid, and then did they have to take care of their mounts with that money?
Well, they got a whopping $28 a month. That was their pay. And they had to provide their own horses, their own mules. And like I said, all of the materials were donated. Mm-hmm. So the only thing the federal government provided was that $28 a month, if you can imagine that.
Kathy Appelt, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
Kathy Appelt, along with Jeannie Canella-Schmitzer, are the authors of Down Cutshin Creek, The Pack Horse Librarians of Kentucky.